Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Thursday, August 20th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here is a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, Mexican cartels in control of U.S. territory. And
you've got mail.
Hillary campaign admits classified material was on their private server. Then we take a look at the big business of anchor babies. All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
You want me to say that? Okay, I said, I'll use the word anchor baby. Excuse me. I'll use the word anchor baby.
It's hard to do when you're on TV to find a... Yeah! Score! Goal!
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
You mean it's not politically correct, and yet everybody uses it? I say, you know what? Give me a different term. Give me a different term. What else would you like to say? Oh, you want me to say that? Okay. No, I'll use the word anchor baby. Excuse me. I'll use the word anchor baby.
Well, that was the Donald doubling down on his non-PC campaign promise. He wants to end birthright citizenship, as this is the biggest magnet for illegal immigration. Now, of course, Trump's idea, it's hardly anything new to politics or Congress. Watchdog groups have said that up to 400,000 children are born in the U.S. to illegal immigrants each year. If they are born on U.S. soil, they are entitled to citizenship under an interpretation of the 14th Amendment. And that is what Donald Trump is trying to argue against, is that interpretation is wrong. That's where this whole fuzziness of the anchor baby thing comes in. Children of non-citizens who are born here can petition for legal status for their parents when they turn 21, which is what critics of the law say provides incentive for people to try to cross illegally into the U.S. in order to give birth, and then they can have those children anchor the family in when they return. So there is legislation. It's stalled in Congress, and it would close a loophole in the 14th Amendment by clarifying that birthright citizenship is only given to the children of U.S. citizens and legal resident aliens. So it only makes sense, but of course the left is courting voters who are adamantly against closing this loophole. So the left has basically attacked this idea of ending birthright citizenship in the United States. They're calling it extreme. That is extreme. So globally, the U.S. is only one of a few countries that actually grant automatic citizenship at birth to illegal immigrants. The U.S. and Canada are the only two developed nations that grant automatic citizenship at birth to the children of illegal and temporary immigrants. So other countries have put an end to birthright citizenship, including Ireland, which ended automatic birthright citizenship in 2004 because of birth tourism. And obviously, birth tourism is something that is booming here in the United States. An immigration attorney tells Breitbart News that anchor babies is now big money in the U.S. It's a very big business. Alex Jones has talked about this for years, talked about how they bring people over, put them up in hotels, And these businesses aren't targeting poor immigrant mothers who are coming across the southern border. They're targeting wealthy foreigners from countries like China and Russia. And at times they make up to $99,000 per sale. And this is completely legal. They target these mothers. They bring them over here, usually in their second trimester. They put them up in hotels. They give them prenatal care. And, you know, they're not obviously not going to confirm this, but the doctors are working with these agencies because they're getting paid cash. They're not, you know, in taking Obamacare or anything like that. So they're being paid in cash. And then these mothers hang out until they give birth. And now their kids are U.S. citizens. And so then if they go back to their countries, they can come back here in about 18, 20 years and go to college here. So that's typically why this seems to be such an appealing thing. But nobody is really harping at any of the other countries who do not grant birthright citizenship. They're not saying that they are anti-immigrant. And really, it's simple. Children of illegals and tourists should not be granted automatic citizenship. Children of permanent residents or green card holders should be the ones to have that privilege. That is a very sensible argument. Now, Senator Rand Paul actually co-sponsored a constitutional amendment in 2011 to put an end to birthright citizenship. You know, that's anyone that comes here and gives birth on U.S. soil could now be a citizen. He told NBC News that today's circumstances still warrant that move. And he said, if you have an open border, you can't have birthright citizenship. So Paul has taken a break from the campaign trail to perform pro bono eye surgeries in Haiti. And he took a moment to weigh in on America's obsession with the politically incorrect Trump.
The media, because it's either popular or controversial, has given more attention to one person that's running than everybody else combined,
because
times
10. Because he's leading the polls.
Well, it's sort of cart and all, you know, horse in the cart there a little bit. He was doing a little bit, but then he got probably $1 billion worth of free advertising. He's on every channel all the time, and people have gone gaga over something. And really, I've likened it to the emperor has no clothes.
Well, remember yesterday when Hillary came out and said she wasn't wheeling and dealing in classified information on her server? Well, now her camp has come out today admitting that there was classified email material on her server, but they say that this material became classified retroactively. She said that was done out of an abundance of caution by the U.S. intelligence agencies. A spokesman for Mrs. Clinton's campaign said she was at worst a passive recipient of unwitting information that subsequently became deemed as classified. Oh, like we pointed out yesterday, as the Secretary of State, she would have been the one to determine that material should be counted as classified. But come on, let's get real. Out of an abundance of caution, this is the same State Department that did absolutely nothing to protect her emails after one of her confidants, Sidney Blumenthal, was hacked. That's how people first learned about her private email address in the first place. They didn't do anything at that point to protect her emails, nor is there any indication that the State Department was in charge of any of the other devices that Clinton was using, like that famous BlackBerry. None of those were issued by the State Department. So there wasn't an abundance of caution being used. So why all of a sudden does the establishment seem to be throwing Hillary Clinton under the bus? Well, Tosh Plumlee was on the Alex Jones Show today with an explanation.
The reason that they're zeroing in on this dog and pony show and the Trump and all this and stuff is simply for one reason, my opinion, and also documented. The Benghazi murder massacre was only because the ambassador found out about a very secret international gun running operation that it involved U.S. Stinger missiles, and he had the opportunity to purchase those Stinger missiles back to get them off of the international market. So he could buy those Stinger missiles back. This is classified information that I'm talking about. This is the kind of information that is in those skiffs. Now, he had an opportunity to buy that back. So they was told to stand down. Shortly after that, he's dead. The reason that she's being thrown onto the bus and the reason for this diversion is that they will not let us get into the fact that the ambassador had uncovered this, a gun-running operation and was asking the U.S. State Department how he should handle it. What should he do with this information that he had received from on the ground, boots on the ground, informants, some of them American, some of them NATO? If you remember, NATO went in to those Libyan bunkers to clear them out. Where did those weapons go, and what were those weapons? This is what they don't want us to know.
And you also use the term secret government. Repeat that. Talk about the secret government and how it operates.
Well, we have a segment, and I don't want to get into conspiracy stuff and so on like that, but we have a situation that goes all the way back to before Kennedy that has been gradually, I call it the American slow coup d'etat. We have an element, whether it be international, whether it be whatever, and I don't get into all that kind of stuff, but we have a situation that has been developing for years, a slow and gradual infiltration into the CIA, into various political organizations, and it is like a secret government within itself.
So it seems pretty clear that the establishment has set Clinton up to take the fall. Clinton for president in 2016, more like Hillary for prison.
My personal emails are my personal business.
Hillary Clinton, the institutionalized politician and tool of the banking elite, refuses to back down from pure common sense and stop the careening train wreck that is her Democratic presidential campaign.
We were in charge of it. You were the official in charge. Did you wipe the server?
What, like with a cloth or something?
I don't know. You know how it works digitally. Did you try to wipe the whole server?
I don't know how it works digitally at all.
Trump on Clinton emails, it's a criminal problem. So there becomes a point where whether Trump's good or bad, what he's doing is, as the number one media person in the country now, getting all this attention, he is destroying Hillary Clinton. Putting it over the top as all this comes out and then giving everybody cover to go after her. Because if you individually go after them, they come after you. But if everybody goes after them, they can be destroyed. And then that scares all the other crooks to not be so arrogant.
It has now come to light that two of Hillary's top aides allegedly violated two national security laws by engaging in the transmission of classified information on a private email server. 18 U.S.C. Section 1924 outlaws the unauthorized removal and storage of classified information. Penalties may include fines and imprisonment of up to 1 year. In March, Army General David Petraeus was sentenced to 2 years probation and a $40,000 fine for violating this very statute after providing classified documents to his biographer, Paula Broadwell. 18 U.S. Code Section 793 covers national defense information and people who misuse it to injure the United States or benefit a foreign power. Those convicted of violating that law face fines and up to 10 years in prison. The Washington Free Beacon reports additionally the two Clinton aides, Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills, disregarded a federal judge's order this month requiring both to make sworn statements to the court that all government documents in their possession will be returned to federal officials, said Chris Farrell, director of investigations for Judicial Watch. Hillary's staff would have us all believe this is simply an administrative mishap, regardless of the fact that her BlackBerry and private computer equipment weren't issued by the State Department, as she was acting as the Secretary of State of the United States of America. CNET senior editor Dan Ackerman explained, "Anytime you're bringing your own equipment and using it for work purposes, it's not as secure as something that's actually issued by the company, i.e. the State Department. Because they take those laptops, for example, and they pre-configure them, they put their own software on them, tracking software, update software, and they distribute them." Jeffrey Sterling, a former CIA agent, was sentenced to 42 months in prison for leaking classified information to New York Times reporter James Risen in 2003. U.S. Attorney Dana Bonte said in a statement, "For his own vindictive purposes, Jeffrey Sterling carelessly disclosed extremely valuable, highly classified information that he had taken an oath to keep secret. His attempt to leverage national security information for his own malicious reasons brought him to this sentence today." Hillary's classified emails were available to any hacker and thus available to the public or a foreign entity at any time. In comparison to convicted CIA agent Sterling, Hillary's hubris put national security in a far more precarious spot. If our national security laws apply to everyone, as they should, Hillary's arrest should be swift and her campaign of rampant deception terminated immediately. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
A whopping 22 people from America's two major political parties have thrown their hat in the ring for the 2016 presidential election. The question is, which one of these nuts do you want to vote for?
Is America ready for D's nuts? Well, if the polls are any indication, a 15-year-old high school sophomore from Iowa, going by the moniker D's Nuts, is polling better than most Republicans. In fact, D's Nuts, who takes his name from a punk band, is the most popular independent candidate since Ross Perot, also known as Brady Olson. D's Nuts says his mission is to give Americans an alternative to the two-party system in 2016. D's Nuts is more popular than Fiorina, Huckabee, and Walker, and there's been no word from the candidates on how it feels being beaten by D's Nuts in the polls. But if you had to choose between Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, or D's Nuts, who would you vote for? Now, we all know how this election is gonna play out. The new boss will be the same as the old boss. But at least in the end, you can say, don't blame me. I voted for D's Nuts. Leanne McAdoo for InfoWars.com.
Presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson is taking a tour of the border this week. He is being shown the reality of the U.S.-Mexico border via helicopter. The Pinal County Sheriff Paul Bebeau is leading this tour, where he says nobody has control of the desert region that's about 70 miles inside the U.S. border. So this essentially means that the U.S. sovereignty is gone for hundreds, perhaps thousands of square miles throughout the American Southwest. Now, Breitbart News is going to be accompanying Carson along the way, but this is the reality that we showed you as early as last year when InfoWars reporter Joe Biggs was reporting from the border. He showed you the wide open border fence, showed you where it had been cut through and then welded back together by the drug cartels who are easily shipping drugs right across the border. He had an interview there with some farmers who were saying that their land was overrun not only by cartels, but also hundreds of people flooding through every single day illegally. So we're going to re-air some of those reports, and then Joe Biggs will be joining me in studio coming up a little bit later.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. I wanted to bring Weldon Henson in here briefly because we have a great sponsor. Boy, I've sure been enjoying the firearms that I've gotten from them. HDfirearms.com. That's Head Down Firearms. They have super high quality 223s, 308, you name it. It's called 556 technically in the 223, that are guns that would be $3,000 or $1,500. Guns that would be $1,500 or $900.
Well, the important thing to remember is that if you're not in the market to buy a brand new rifle, you have an AR-15, you have an AR-10 platform 308 rifle. They've got everything you need to upgrade it. Buy a new part, buy a new trigger, buy a new muzzle brake, buy a new handrail. It's all an upgrade for your rifle because these are all superior top-of-the-line quality products made in America.
Tell folks about their low-profile series.
Well, this is an important thing to have. This is untraceable. Anybody can get this kit right here. You don't have to go through a federal firearms license place. You can have it shipped right to your house.
This is what the traders have been trying to shut down.
Absolutely. So you basically have everything you need besides a lower receiver, because that's what's traceable, that's what's serialized, and that's what the federal government's after. But you can get this right here. Get your own lower receiver any way you want. There's different programs. All you got to do is your own research, and you can find out how to get a lower receiver so that you can put it on this. Maybe you already have a lower receiver from an AR from way back that you just don't quite use anymore. It's old, something like that. You can throw it on this. You basically have a brand new rifle, and you saved money by putting it together yourself and buying this kit right here, which is cheaper than the actual rifle.
And they've got the highest quality barrels, the highest quality triggers. We're not just saying that. Go look at the third-party reviews. Tell them about the new rifle they're producing that's getting amazing reviews. And then I just got one, this 308.
Yes, that is very...
Arcadius.
Arcadius. That's very exciting. They just came out with their own line of AR-10 platforms, which is basically an AR-15, but instead of it being a 5.56, it shoots a 308 round, which I know you personally like shooting a 308.
I like them both. And, I mean, just to be clear, they've always, for years, been making this for the big manufacturers, the high-end. They're just now not private labeling. They're putting out their own guns.
Yes. Well, the one they sent you, I'm actually jealous of, is a beautiful gun. It's set up and configured for long-range shooting, marksmanship-type things.
Just the scope alone is something to snuggle with.
Yeah, it's a Vortex 4x16 scope, which you can get a head down as well, their distributor. And I think things for people to remember is that if you want a 308, you don't have to get the 18-inch barrel. You don't have to get the 22-inch barrel. You don't have to get it set up for marksmanship. You can get one with a 16-inch barrel that's set up for more of an assault weapon type, you know, configuration. So anything you want, people just call head down. You can get anything you want made there and any configuration you might want on your rifle. They're able to do that, and they have 100% perfect customer service ratings there.
Bottom line, it's not just firearms, a ton of accessories, very affordable, and it supports the InfoWar. If you're not shopping at HDFirearms.com, you're not helping the InfoWar. I mean, this is a win-win. Thank you all for your support. Check them out today. Thank you, Weldon.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com at Glenn Spencer's Ranch in Hereford, Arizona. We just now got back from the flight that he took us up on in a single-engine Cessna, where he showed us what he promised. Mind-blowing stuff across our borders right now. We're going to show you the footage of what we saw and explain to you what it is, what Glenn's telling us it means, because he is the leading expert on the border in this area. He has been covering this for 22 years. All the stuff that he has predicted and said would happen has happened. What you can see right behind me is a pretty, you know, regular size fence. And there's that here for a little bit. But once you get a few more miles up this way, what we saw was just crazy. What the Department of Homeland Security, what our government is telling you, they say that there's a fence up. So when they get in front of a press conference and they say something, they can feel good about themselves. They can feel like they're not lying. But their idea of this huge fence that's really going across our border is a lot like what you saw yesterday. It's so easy to step over. It is so easy to get through that without anybody knowing you. Once we got a few miles up the road right up here, when we were flying down, you get over this little mountain ravine and you don't see anything at all. There's just open areas for miles. We flew for 30 minutes. There was not one Border Patrol vehicle in that area whatsoever. But one of the things we saw when we first took off was a brand new $30 million Border Patrol facility that they have here in Bisbee. This is just crazy. You know, what Glenn was telling me is that that $30 million could have been used to put up the fence that they're saying that they're going to have to support us, to help protect us from all the stuff that's happening. But they're not doing that. Instead, they're wasting our tax dollars on this fancy facility that doesn't even need to be there. It's ridiculous. And all you'll see for 30 minutes we saw just flying over the over Arizona and Mexico was just something literally waist high that you could just step over and you're home free. If that doesn't just blow your mind, I don't know what else can. Our government is purposely doing this right now. You know, we saw earlier a fence that they put up. They spend $3 million every mile to put up a fence, and all they did was raise it up, put the pins in. This stuff is everywhere. Anybody can come through. And people say, oh, that's racist to say something like that. No, it's not. Because you don't know who comes into Mexico, and then you don't know who comes from Mexico into our country. Because our borders aren't secure.
You need to call people who are in charge. We need to get a hold of the people of the White House. We need to do something because this is horrible. The stories that we heard from the ranchers here are mind-blowing about the things they see, the people coming through, the smuggling. They use these little trenches and ravines that come through under the border and hide, and there's trees and stuff. You're not going to see that. They put up some fancy camera every now and then, the Border Patrol does. Half of them don't even work, and if they do, they can't see someone walking through that little area. And flying overhead, what we saw is it's so easy to have cover and concealment and never be seen by all this money they're wasting on these stupid cameras that don't do anything. We don't have enough Border Patrol on our borders. Sending military out here is really not the answer. But we need to do something about it. You need to wake up, America. You need to start talking about this stuff, and we need to make a change because this crap going on out here is ridiculous, and it's got to stop. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com in Hereford, Arizona, right along the borderline fence through Glenn Spencer's backyard. This is the gentleman we spoke to the other day on the Alex Jones show. As you can see, it's a pretty big fence, about 100 yards up there. Then it comes into this little fence right here. And what I'm going to show you is how easy it is if you're an illegal alien trying to come across a border or a drug smuggler to come into America. This right here is mind-blowing. Check this out. You come right over through this. You come over here. Ladies and gentlemen, I am in Mexico right now. This is it. That's how easy it was. There's nothing here to keep me from coming across into the country and flooding our streets with drugs and illegal aliens. This is what's going on right now. The Border Patrol is not doing anything. They're saying it's going to take another 5 years to even get some of this stuff fixed. And they've been saying that for a decade. This is crazy. This is stuff that the people in America need to look at, and this is something that we need to get fixed because we have to stop this illegal flood of aliens coming to our country right now. All right, now you can see this. The process to come back in to the U.S. is so easy, and this is what happens. They come through this fence. They bring their drugs. There's no Border Patrol anywhere around out in this area, and what happens is this is a wildlife refuge through here. For about 20 miles, there is no way the Border Patrol can even access this land unless they have absolute positive identity of a suspect coming across. So that means 99% of the time they have no idea these people are coming through. And what happens is these guys can just essentially walk all the way out here and they're home free. Once they get past this area, this wildlife refuge through here, there's nothing that stops them from getting into our country. The Obama voters are now free to enter our country, and we are importing this poverty. But it's not just happening here on the border. This is happening everywhere. It's happening in Minnesota. It's been all over our country right now. But this is where it starts, and this is where we need to stop it. Stay tuned, because for the next 36 hours, we will continue putting up reports, informing you on the situation down here at the border. I'm Joe Biggs on the front lines of battle for immigration with Infowars.com. All right, here we are about a mile up from where we just had a second ago. Now, what you can see here is a main traffic route right through here for the smugglers. What they do is they pull up a 15-pack van. Now, this is probably, 12 feet high? What they do is they bring it up, stand on top. They have an I-beam to step down on, drop down to this beam, and then come into the country. And they're free. They're home free. Look at this. Right over here, there's a little barbed wire area that's easy to get through. Everybody's done it with some small little pliers. You can just cut right through and you're home free. Our government is wasting money building this fence, and all they're doing is giving them a spot to step and get over into the country. It's a beard. They're putting money. The Department of Homeland Security is saying, yeah, we have a fence. We have a fence. But yeah, look at it. I could climb over this. This is ridiculous. Where's the security at? Where is a secure border that they tell us is up, but I have not seen yet? continue watching our videos because we're going to keep giving you eye-opening, mind-blowing reports down here at the border. We are now 100 yards up the fence from where we were just at a second ago, where you saw the wide parts open. Now look, this is an area that has been cut down by the cartels. It was just repaired on 3/14/14, and it was cut open by the cartels on 10/29/13. Now let me show you real quick what happens. What they do is there's a smuggling route right back here. A truck can get through. They drive up here, and they bring acetylene gas torches up here. They cut through this huge fence right here, make it big enough for the truck to get through. They cut through these I-beams with a torch and then take that down. And then what they have is a complete open route into our country to smuggle drugs. This is not by accident. This is a design by the Obama administration. And not only just them, our entire government as a whole has a hand in this. The Fast and Furious, all these things are happening. We make money getting their drugs. We sell them weapons. This is a huge issue that needs to be looked at. It's not just the illegals coming through. It's the drugs flooding our borders to help dumb our people down, essentially. I mean, this is a mind-blowing thing that's happening out here. And we just need more people in America to care about this and watch what's going on and do something about it. I'm Joe Biggs with more reports coming up on InfoWars.com.
All right, we're going to cut this segment short because I understand we have an urgent phone call right now from Admiral Akbar of the Rebel Alliance. Admiral, thanks for joining us. You know, we were just talking about the internet kill switch, and Barack Obama, you know, he just said that he thinks we should hand power of the internet over to the federal government. Like, that sounds like a scary thought. And Obama says it will be used fairly and distributed equally. What do you say to that?
It's a trap.
What happened? Did we lose him?
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Shane Steiner. A lot of you have been following my progress using Superman Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Superman Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Super Male Vitality, available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm Anthony Gucciardi, sitting in for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News, and I'm with Dr. Edward Group, and we're going to talk about the ways we can defend our bodies from the sustained attacks on our gut, on our mind, you name it. We're going to get into it right now. And first, I wanted to highlight this piece from Scientific American. Mental health may depend on creatures in the gut. They're talking about the microbiome and the good and bad bacteria in your gut and how it can really change your brain and the way it works. Studies suggest Wi-Fi exposure more dangerous to kids than previously thought. Cell phones are actually causing cancer, and we've got much more. Dr. Group, let's just get right into this right now. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on. I mean, we know that there's an attack on our mind, on our body, on the water supply, in the air with the geoengineering. And really what we want to talk about today is solutions. I say over and over again that everybody has a self-healing mechanism within their body, and it's really about first understanding the sources. I mean, we know that the air is polluted. So how do we breathe clean air? We put plants in our house. We know the food is contaminated. What do we do about that? We eat organic foods as best as we can. What about the water quality? We drink clean water. But we also need to clean the inside of our body. That's the outside environment. And we also need to focus on the internal environment. And that's why it's so important. And that's why we address some of the most essential things that people can take to prevent the degenerative diseases that we're seeing today, the mental health problems that we're seeing, like you said, which we now know and we've known for years and years and years are associated with the gut, because the biggest secret Big Pharma never wants you to find out is how important your gut and your liver are. And how easy it is to not only prevent disease, but eliminate a lot of the symptoms people are suffering from by just addressing and repairing the gut with good probiotics, with supplements like Oxy Powder, cleansing the liver with Liver Shield, and making sure you take some essential nutrients such as the iodine, which most people are deficient in. Most people are deficient in vitamin D, taking the winter sun. And not only that, the Super Male Vitality, all the products that the InfoWars Life store has available, which are all specifically designed to boost your immune system, increase your mental capacity, decrease the amount of toxins in your body, and ultimately let you live a healthier, non-dependent life so you're not having to depend on the pharmaceuticals and the medical doctors out there.
You know, one of the reasons I really wanted to talk to you about this is because you've been talking about gut health for, decades now? and how it all really, really ties in with the core of your health. And it's interesting to see, I mean, this is only from February of 2015, this year, from Scientific American. Mental health may depend on creatures in the gut. I remember reading a Live Science post, I guess 3 or 4 years ago, when it was like, hey, it's very, very possible that the microbiome in our guts may actually have something to do with our health. And there were some comments on there and some, you know, retractors saying, no, that's absolutely absurd. It's totally crazy. And it's the same thing with cell phones. Here we have from the New York Times, it says, hold the phone. Cell phone radiation can cause cancer. Sorry, it's New York Daily News. And how many times over the years have you been criticized for saying that you shouldn't speak on your cell phone for 10 hours a day, right? Holding it up next to your brain could be damaging because of the electromagnetic frequencies and the radiation. And I remember talking about cell phone dangers years ago and people saying, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're crazy. And it's the same thing over and over again. We find that when we talk about these things, we're criticized. And then years and years later, the mainstream media admits they're completely true. And talking about the gut health for a minute, they found, of course, we know that 50% of Americans will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. They found that the gut bacteria is so central to the nerves that are going on that all the triggers in your brain can be messed up when there's bad bacteria. And there's actually neurons in your heart. So there's brain systems in your heart, in your gut, and all of it together can actually cause things like schizophrenia if they're out of whack. And it's really just a lack of nutrients in some ways that are causing this a kind of overgrowth of things like candida. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, what we have is all the chemicals in the food and the water supply and all the stuff that people are putting in their mouth are actually counterproductive to creating a biodome. And I mean, a biodome is something that is naturally formed that's in complete balance with the system. And the medical schools don't even teach about gut health, and that should be their main focus, because a good probiotic balance will produce the hormones that you need, produce the serotonin for the brain that you need. And that's also the reason why the appendix is there, because they say the brain of the body is actually in the gut. And I believe that after all the research that I've done. Also had to do research and figure out that the appendix is really what regulates most of the systems inside your body. And the appendix is still thought of as a unnecessary organ, according to medical science, when to me, it's one of the most important. It's also one of the most important methods of utilizing the proper balance in the gut, because if you do have the proper balance, the appendix will then relay that information to all the different systems. So it's amazing what I've seen just by cleansing the intestines. And by cleansing, I mean using something that's going to oxidize or turn all the solid, hard, compacted waste that's been accumulating in there for year after year after year into a liquid or a gas. And we use oxy powder for that, to flush all that out and then put in all the good probiotics to help repair and build that biodome back up inside the gut. And it's amazing the amount of symptoms that go away once you have good gut health and then once you have good liver health as well.
Right, and getting back to mental health. So one of the things that I'm really passionate about covering over and over is the idea of an artificial state of mind that we've been put in over and over again by these contaminated junk food, and also, though, a lot of mental things that we do to ourselves. So I believe that we really should all be passionate, hungry, energetic people. But what happens is we put all this junk in our bodies, because it's not just about the lack of good bacteria in the gut. It's about the overgrowth of bad bacteria because of our bad eating decisions. And it reminds me of Roundup, Monsanto's Roundup, which is glyphosate-ridden. It's based off glyphosate, which they own the patent on. The World Health Organization recently did admit that glyphosate is a probable carcinogen, as in it's most likely causing cancer. And we eat this every single day, and we think about it for a minute. What is it doing? It's destroying our gut health. And all these toxins we decide to put in our body are destroying our gut health and allowing the bad things in our body to overtake them. And that's why I think InfoWars Life is all about creating products to fight the attack on our body specifically, because it really is an artificial attack. It's not like if we were living in the jungle thousands of years ago, eating fruits and berries and maybe hunting even, we would have this issue. What's happening is we're putting so much artificial crud in our bodies that we're having to compensate by getting super high quality, powerful minerals and nutrients that we may otherwise may have not needed. Am I wrong in that?
No, you're not. And a point that you brought up that hasn't been studied yet is the effect of electromagnetic radiation from the cell phones, from the smart meters, from all the cell phone towers. and also the effect of stress on the digestive tract. Now, stress completely constricts the digestive tract. And when you have the majority of the population out there, I personally think 100% of the population has digestive problems just because of the environment in which we live. There hasn't been studies on electromagnetic radiation and how that affects gut health, but I believe that it actually does. I mean, you can put probiotics in a tray and expose them to certain microwave frequencies or certain types of cell phone frequencies, and those might die. And it is. It's about that imbalance. If you take the good away and you have more negative and more bad growing in there, then the bad will take over. There's no balance. So that's why it's so important to utilize good nutrition, avoid all the toxic substances coming into your body on a daily basis. That's why people are becoming more educated every single day about probiotics, about intestinal cleansing. And it's something that everybody should do to prevent any further symptoms or prevent the progression of any type of disease condition.
And to add to that too, we think about the gut, and it's really just, it's the nerve signals to the brain that are getting messed up when all this is going on. So the electromagnetic radiation, I believe, would also have some power to that. So in closing though, hormones is another reason why a lot of us, I think, are out of whack. Wouldn't you say that in addition to the gut health and in addition to the negative toxins in the body is one of the key factors?
Absolutely. Well, most of the hormones that we're exposed to are coming through fragrances, phthalates. People are rubbing these lotions all over their skin, using toxic hair care products, but also drinking out of plastic bottles, eating canned foods. I mean, we do have a problem with endocrine disrupting chemicals out there, and that's affecting both males and females. So again, avoid that and cleanse your body on a regular basis to eliminate those.
All right, Dr. Group, thanks a lot for joining us. I'm Anthony Gucciardi sitting in for the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. It's essential to prepare yourself to be real. I'm super passionate about InfoWarsLife.com products because they're made to defend against these things. But overall, take your health into your own hands. Stick around. We've got a lot more coming up.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introduction. Offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com in Cochise County, Arizona with Glenn Spencer. Now, we are right on the border, as you can see. From what Glenn told me a second ago, they spend about $3 million every mile or so to build this fence, and yet they have left this completely wide open. Now tell me why this happens.
Well, we're known for monsoons between really July, August, September. We have heavy rains, and what they've done here, because this is a wash, this is a low spot, What they've done is they've cut the holes in the fence and put in these gates and raised them up so the water can come through. Now, these are up, I don't know, usually 2 or 3 months out of the year. As you can see, you could just walk right through.
$3 million was spent on this section, and it is completely left wide open. I mean, right here, they have a lock, and you can tell that someone goes through the trouble to bring a crane out here, not a crane, but a forklift, lift these up and lock these completely in. Yeah, and it's as easy as walking in.
That's right. You're right.
And you can see footprints over here where people were just right here the other side and trash, water bottles, and that coming through. It's obvious what's going on. We'll continue informing you on what's going on out here at the border. I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com.
Joining me now is Joe Biggs. Now, Joe, what did you really think about that today when Drudge Report had their big headlines, America does not have operational control of U.S. territory? Were you surprised?
No, not really. I mean, I've been to the area where they were talking to, where they took Ben Carson out and showed him around. It's in between Hereford, Arizona and Naco. And in that area, it's very wide open, very few homes, and a lot of it's BLM land. So there's not a lot of patrolling going on. You're not going to see police officers out that way. Maybe one or two border patrol. But, I mean, if you're a cartel guy, you kind of learn when they're there, when they're not there, what they're doing. Half these guys are sitting there playing, you know, Angry Birds or something on their phone, not even paying attention. So it's not that much of a surprise. But what that does, though, is it helps kind of narrow down for myself as a reporter to go out there. And I know that spot that I've been to, I need to go look harder because, like they said, They're finding these cartel spotters, these little safe houses and things like that. So it's definitely something that I want to go and look into further.
Right. Yeah, because you're definitely going up in the helicopter a lot. And that's what they're seeing is that there's caves and lookout spots, you know, thousands of feet up in the air that they're spotters, cartel spotters, just looking for people. And I mean, you were there with these farmers who their land has basically been infiltrated. So not only do we have people coming across the border, but now also dangerous criminals or just drug drop-off point.
Well, they keep talking about how they're going to build this huge wall or, you know, Trump saying this big wall is going to solve all of our problems. That's just not the case because all you have to do is dig a hole under it or go over. These guys, and not even that, these guys are really smart because last time I was in Arizona with Glenn Spencer, he showed me a lot of the areas on the border where essentially all you had to do was drive up with a truck. They pull out their acetylene gas torches, cut holes in these fences, drive a truck over it, make their drop, come back, hook it up to a winch, pull the fence back up, and then re-weld it. And
right.
You'll see spots on the U.S. side where the Border Patrol will go after it's happened, and then they'll mark, you know, on this date, so-and-so cartel came through, repatched it up, and they go back in and reinforce it, which they don't really do anything. All they do
and
is
it's
they
about
take
a year later that they're...
Yeah, I mean, it's completely and totally ridiculous, but, you know... I'm glad that they got this article out because that's going to further put eyes in that area because that's one of the things when I'm talking to my buddy who's a pilot who's going to be flying me around, that's one of the main spots that I was pointing out a week ago and the fact that they're now talking about it further going ahead, you know, that pushes the fact that I should be out there and looking into that even more.
Right. Well, and it's good to see that there are some other presidential candidates that are saying, okay, well, America seems to be really concerned about the condition at the border. You know, but obviously, like you mentioned, they can build a tunnel and they have. They've been doing that for decades. We just had another story come out of an arrest of an underwater tunnel was found because there was a scuba diver and he brought like 55 pounds of
cocaine,
kilos of cocaine. And so, I mean, very crafty. And it's not like that's the only tunnel that's there. So what's a fence going to do? But like Jesse Ventura said, but keep us in.
Exactly. A fence is going to keep us in, and it's going to also allow other people to come in as well and go back out. But, you know, when I was in Arizona, I had an opportunity to speak with Glenn Spencer, and one of the technologies he's come up with is a seismic reading device that he places these rods down in the ground, and when someone approaches the border, it sends up this autonomous drone, and it flies right over. It follows that path where the footprints are and then sends live footage back to him, and then they give that to the Border Patrol. You know, so he took that to Washington, D.C., and these guys are like, no, we don't want to use this technology.
Yeah.
It works.
Right.
They will not use something that works. They're putting up a border that's a beard. They do that just to make it look like we're doing something when really all we're doing is wasting millions of dollars.
Right.
These guys are going to get through anyways.
On an ineffective fence. Absolutely. And I think you pointed out in one of your reports that they need that drug, the drugs trafficking through, because they make a lot of money off of that.
Dark Alliance.
Yeah. The Dark Alliance. And then check this out. So this is on the coming out of the AP today. So now at busy crossings, pedestrians are going to need a passport to enter Mexico. Okay, so pretty much it's been, if you're walking in, you can just kind of casually walk in. Now there's two lines.
Yeah, as long as you stay within 70 miles, something like that. I might be wrong, but somewhere in there. You stay within 70 miles of the border, you can walk in without a passport, because I've done it before.
Right.
You can go over, and I mean, I did it at a border crossing as well, not one of my my stunts where I go across.
ISIS.
Yeah, you could go through just with an ID, so that's interesting they're going
to
do that now.
Yeah, well, you'll have to choose between two lines. There's a line for Mexicans, they can go through unchecked, and then a line for foreigners who are going to have to show a passport, fill out a form. If you're staying more than a week, you got to pay 322 pesos for a six-month permit. But they point out that for Mexico, this is a step toward closing an escape route for American criminals who disappear into Mexico. Obviously, it could be retaliation for Trump saying that, you know, Mexico is only shipping in criminals here to the U.S. But look at that. I mean, that's what this is. It's all about this wall to keep us in. Now, any of us who might want to get out or could be put on the list considered a criminal, you know.
But that shows how Mexico is being a little kind of, you know, they're being more proactive. Whereas we're like, all right, you know, bring us your criminals, you know, the bad people that you have. Whereas we do have a lot of criminals who do escape into Mexico. A lot of them were contractors, things like that, who went rogue. They go over, they start working with the cartels, they help out, they help do smuggling and all that. So, I mean, I think they're being pretty proactive in a sense. Our country just doesn't care. We let anybody in, and we let these people come in and rape people, and then we just let them go again.
Right. And a lot of times it is like hardened criminals. So I don't really understand what the issue is. So what do you think about what some of the candidates are proposing about the border or about taking away birthright citizenship?
Well, I heard Dr. Ben Carson wants to use drones. So that's one of the things that's interesting. He said he wanted to use military drones. Now, I don't know how far an extent that goes. Are we talking about arming these drones? Or are these just going to be unarmed predator drones flying around? So that's something we have to look into. As far as he's concerned, and then we have Donald Trump as well, who wants to build this wall and then kick everyone out. And, you know, I just don't see how that's going to work. That's going to be a huge waste of money.
Right.
I think there's cheaper, better ways, like Glenn Spencer's idea of using the seismic reader, sending up the autonomous drones, the small ones, just to use as footage so you can then, you know, notify the proper authorities to come in, detain these guys, find out what's going on, and if they're criminals, sending them back.
Right. Well, there's some,
because there's a lot of people who come over legally,
there.
You know, and I think it's a slap in the face. I've got a lot of friends.
And a lot of kids.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of friends who joined the military. They came over from Mexico, served their country, and they got their citizenship the right way. And I've asked them, too, over the past couple of years, like, what do you guys think about that? That a lot of these people come over illegally. They skate around the entire system. They don't do it right. And then they're allowed to essentially move freely, where you had to go out and potentially die to have that right to be an American citizen.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, it's just like spit in my face. I mean, why set the standard if you're not going
to
use it?
Right. Absolutely. Well, I know you've got some more trips planned to the border, so we'll definitely keep our eye on those reports. I know those are coming up very exciting, and I'm sure you're going to get some more hard-hitting footage like you did last time you were out there. Pretty unbelievable. Trump had to put it had to put that in one of his campaign speeches.
Well, I got to top it.
Yeah, wide open borders there. All right, well, thank you so much. And thank you all for tuning in tonight. That's it for the show. But, of course, if you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button. Take us to the next level. We definitely appreciate your support. And you can also become a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv. You're going to get all of our 18 years worth of content there in high def. And you can share your username and password with up to 20 people at the same time. And we absolutely appreciate your support. You are the resistance. We'll see you here again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports. And it's because of Brain Force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle.
For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.